K-State Nation! What up? Eddie Greer, host of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri on this Tuesday, June 3rd, 2025. I'm tempted for something to say January. We're June, folks. That is the right date, June 3rd, 2025. Thank you for joining us here on this Tuesday morning, or when this comes out, Tuesday edition, around lunchtime, of this podcast. Football, basketball, baseball, track and field, golf, soccer, and everything else in between that. It's the first time this is a podcast. Thank you so much. Once again, for stopping by and giving us a listen, make sure you do go ahead and subscribe to the channel, iTunes, Spotify, wherever you listen to your favorite K-State podcast. We've been talking a lot recently about recruiting, about the latest commits. Obviously, basketball last week, hitting on three, trying to finish up, fill up that roster for the upcoming fall schedule, right? So now, turn this page over to football, on the football side, right? We're going to be getting ready in a couple months for a football season when Kansas State goes to Dublin, Ireland for the Aer Lingus Classic. They take on Iowa State, a Dublin Farmageddon edition coming in August. Cannot wait to get the football season started. Obviously, over there in the recent commit to Kansas State via, obviously, one who covers the team closely is Cole Carmody. Yesterday, right, Justin Morales committed to K-State. The third commitment. K-State actually had some commitments over the weekend, and we're on the back end of this, right? So I'm about to go back. I did read some news last night before trying to get some sleep. That was a struggle last night. But just to cover the back end of the commits for K-State football, Justin Morales was the third commitment of the past weekend. He's coming from El Paso, Texas, and he chose K-State over some big teams like Arizona, Maryland, Baylor, Michigan State, Wisconsin, Oregon State, and there were also other multiple Power Four schools in that mix, but those are some that are notable. Arizona, obviously, on K-State schedule again. And I don't think, is Baylor on the schedule? I have yet to memorize the schedule. I don't think so. Obviously, with the 16-team format, now, I don't know. I know Arizona State's on there for damn sure. I don't think Baylor's on there. But anyways, he was offered a scholarship back in early winter, back in February there. Morales' relationship with the K-State staff began to really set itself to be really good. Morales' recruitment then started to pick up steam, going from only a handful of competitors to well over a dozen. We just named probably half of those, obviously. K-State was able to secure his commitment just days after his visit to the MHK there as well. Obviously, let me see. And let me read this, obviously, here from the article here that I got pulled up on CBS Sports. This is the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Justin Morales, one of three commitments this past weekend to the football team. Eddie Greer here in Kansas City, Missouri, for the podcast, of course. Quote, back to Justin Morales' get. Quote, potentially an interior lineman at the next level. Morales played exclusively at tackle this past season, sitting at 6'4 from Texas. It looks like from what this quote is saying, he can play either the center position or the guard there as well, a good run blocker there as well. Obviously, his tape from coaches. This is probably from coaches, actually. Tape looking pretty good there as well. And looks like, obviously, let me see. We got, I have the list right. The list that has it right here in this article. LaMarcus Barber, Oliver Miller, Keegan Collins, also are on the offensive line as well. There as well here, and then of course I'm gonna skip down here to the remainder of the article here. Justin Morales now becomes the seventh commitment in the 2026 class, with three commits happening in a span, like I said, over the weekend there. K-State's first official visitor weekend is already appearing to be a rolling success. Could more commits be on the way, end quote, there, obviously, as well. And we already know, just to kind of refresh your memory, if you have not, we haven't done much football talk. Let's be honest here. We haven't done much football talk on here, because we're trying to cover everything. This is what the podcast is about, called covering all things K-State, right? So, Brian Lepak, the new offensive line coach for K-State. Obviously, there's been some shifting, moving around there. So, let's remind everybody, obviously, Matt Wells, we're calling the plays this year on the offensive side of the ball for Chris Klieman, head coach of the K-State football team. Brian Lepak, the offensive line coach now over there with Connor Riley going to the NFL and Dallas Cowboys there as well. So, again, offense. There's been a lot of talk about this offense. And don't get me started going down the avenue of the offense from last year, obviously. But you still have weapons all across the board. So, and there's going to be plenty. Don't worry, we're going to get plenty of talk on both here on the main feed and, of course, the Podbean app with myself and Alex Aiden, which is moved to tomorrow, obviously. We will recap the baseball season and really started to work our way into the football mode and get y'all ready for the 2025 season over there. That's Greer 3 and his podcast over there in that channel. Podbean app, got download Podbean app first. Greer 3 and his podcast. That is the channel over there. Myself and Alex, and we will record tomorrow. The next couple weeks is going to be pretty hectic over there because obviously I got Father's Day weekend. That's next weekend, along with a huge showdown under the lights with Casey Metro Mile going down. I really can't wait for that. And then Grandma's half looming in the wings as well this month. So it's going to be pretty hectic over there. So with that, and of course, I'm within probably the next few weeks as well, probably for the rest of the month, on the EGZ podcast side of things, going to go down to one podcast. It's going to be pretty much the old version. It's going to be almost an hour. So you might want to go ahead and subscribe over there as well. A couple of big episodes coming. So June, it's going to be epic. I'm going to tell you that right now. So I'm excited. Obviously, summer, try to get through the summer months as well. And try to get through it day by day. But again, congratulations to K-State football. Again, Justin Morales on the back end. On a big recruiting weekend for K-State football and head coach Chris Klieman as the countdown to Iowa State is underway. The Pearl Project podcast, all things K-State again, wherever you get your podcast again. And of course, tell a fellow K-Stater about the Pearl Project podcast. That's going to close things out on another football commitment edition of Pearl Project podcast, all things K-State sports. Stay tuned again. We will still have y'all covered every day. Especially, I know we're not too big in recruiting. That's really left to the other K-State experts out there, like a Cole Carmody, Derek Young, a Drew Galloway, things like that. But we'll talk about it on our end as well, obviously, and whatever news obviously important comes up, we will break it down and we'll plenty to talk about for sure. We'll find a way for sure. But for right now, that's gonna close the book on this Tuesday edition. Again, make sure you subscribe. And let's not forget now, track and field going along with the K-State Metro Mile for me personally, going down the last track meet for K-State and the last athletic event in 2024-25 goes down. 10 athletes from the team will represent us in Eugene, Oregon. So again, add that to the mix as well. A big June awaits for EG3 in the K-State men's and women's track and field team. This has been Eddie Greer, Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports.